Getting caught in that rush of doing so much. I'm feeling kind of worn out. All this checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, has me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow it down. I tell myself to keep this up, that God wants more than just my love. But I've been complicating things, it's just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people.
Welcome, welcome everybody to Love God, Love His People, where we try to keep it simple and teach everybody about how to love God and how to love people. Welcome to 2022. This is going to be our first podcast in 2022. The last one you heard us on last week was with my granddaughter Callie. I hope y'all appreciated that. It was just something that we used to replace the podcast with for that week, and we've had a really good response from it and everything. So we just want to let you know we're glad that we're here and that you're here. We want to say hello to my co-host that's making her return this week. It's Trish.
Hi, everybody. I'm so glad to be here today.
And we've been praying for that she gets to feeling better because, you know, she had a little hospital stay. So now she's with us and doing better. So we just want to let her know we appreciate her being back.
Well, I want Callie to know that I appreciate what she did also. She was amazing.
Yeah, she did a great job. She worked on it very, very hard for several days. And she did a great job
with
it and everything. So, and we'll have her back one of these times to do another podcast with us and everything. I want to pray for James's sister Canary. She's having a really rough health issue time right now and everything. Plus, she's still missing her brother. So, we're going to go ahead and pray today. And then we'll get to everything afterwards, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Heavenly Father, we pray today that you watch over everybody and that everybody in our podcast is having a great, great life and understanding what we're here to teach. I want to pray for Canary and that her health issues get better, that so she can join us on this show and everything. And I want to thank you for Trish's healing, Lord, and everybody else out there in podcast land. I hope you're having such a great day. And I ask all of these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Okay. Well, we've got a good show today. Trish is going to be doing the show today, and it's called... what's it called, Trish?
God's Prophets.
God's Prophets. Mm-hmm. So get your pencil and paper, because I'm sure she's got some scriptures down she wants you to write, because this is a subject that not a lot of people cover and everything. To be able to understand what prophets are and not have some weird thought about prophets and stuff. So anyway, I'm going to, I'll tell you before we get started, I want to remind you about our website, which is lovegodlovehispeople.org, and our AOL email site, which is lovegodlovehispeople@AOL.com. Write us anytime there. Let us know what you think about podcast and any questions you might have. Now, we had a request by one of the members of the podcast to let them know what countries we are in right now. We started out just a little over 2 years ago, and we started out in the United States. Now I'm going to read a list of the countries that we're in right now. We are in the United States, of course, Germany, South Africa, Russia, Hungary, India, Kenya, Brazil, France, Canada, the Fiji Islands, Japan, the United Kingdom, Ireland, Greece, Singapore, Australia, Poland, Colombia, Switzerland, Italy, New Zealand, the Philippines, Guatemala, Malaysia, and Belize. So we're in all of those countries now, and they're sharing Love God, Love His People with their friends over there. So for everybody that is in a country we just read, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
We appreciate you listening to the podcast. So we are in a bunch of countries. We are on now 35 different apps on the internet. So listen to us anywhere you want to, including Amazon Music. And on Audible also, too. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead. Are you ready, Trish?
I think so.
To go ahead and do the podcast. So I'm going to go ahead and let Trish go, and we'll hear what she's got to say today.
Thank you. Today's is Prophets of God. What does it mean to be a prophet of God? Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to equip people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. That's Ephesians 4:7-13. It is a mistake to think that prophets in the Bible were only predicting the future. That wasn't their main task. Their primary role was to make known the word of God, and often involved in calling people back to obedience to God. They denounced injustice, idolatry, and empty rituals. A prophet is God's messenger, God's mouthpiece, and who God speaks through. They are a vessel passing God's message to people. When a prophet speaks and gives a message, it is God, the Holy Spirit, speaking, not the prophet. Prophecy is a gift of the Holy Spirit, and that's in 1 Corinthians 12:4. In verse 10, God creates, sanctifies, and anoints a prophet before his birth, but a prophet does not immediately start their ministry. God has an appointed time for each of his prophets, and the prophet does not know his time until God reveals himself to that prophet. And that's in Deuteronomy 18:18. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among the brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him to speak. A prophet reveals Jesus Christ through prophecies, revelation, and gives God's commandments to his people. A prophet gives the church direction and leads like Moses and Jesus. Prophets are like the eye to the church, because a church without a prophet is blind. Some Bible prophets were Elijah, Samuel, Jeremiah, and Joel. God also has prophets of today, like Robin Bullock, Kent Christmas, Amanda Grace, and Kat Keir, just to name a few. In today's times, the end times, God has poured out his Spirit as prophesied by Joel. For this reason, we have more prophets than in early times. Since a prophet is God's voice, there are consequences of ignoring prophets. Some of the major roles of God's prophets is to pull down what is not godly, such as pride, sin, and evil. He also pulls down evil spirits, which by doing so reduces their activity. And that's in 1 Kings 18:26-27. Prophets also destroy, demolish, make useless the power of Satan, because prophets are powerfully powered. 1 Kings 18:40. They also throw down something someone is holding onto, and it drops. 1 Kings 18:39. A prophet builds, constructs, establishes, and causes to increase. A prophet abolishes, wars, directs, encourages, intercedes, teaches, and counsels. They bring the word of God to people and call people to believe and respond to the word of God. He directs and guides the church and explains the plan and purpose of God and tells people what God will do in the future. And that's in Amos 3:7. How do we recognize what a true prophet is like? A true prophet's word will be fulfilled. That does not mean that it will be fulfilled like he says it and it's fulfilled within an hour. I mean, that's not the way God works. You have to have faith in what the prophets are saying in order to, and God will bring it forth at the right time.
Right, and we're on God's time, not on ours.
That's right. So, and that's in Deuteronomy 18:21-22 and Jeremiah 28:8-9. A true prophet's teachings are consistent with scriptures. 2 Peter 1:20-21 and Revelation 22:18-19. A true prophet's teachings encourage righteous behavior and provide spiritual benefit. Deuteronomy 13:1-4, Jeremiah 23:13-14 and verse 32, Ezekiel 13:17-23 and 14 verses 4 through 8. Lamentations 2:14. A true prophet's life will reflect a divine call. You will see a divine call upon them. And that's in Isaiah 28:7, Jeremiah 23:10-11 and verse 14. 29 and Jeremiah 29 in verse 9, Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 4, and Matthew 7:15-20. A true prophet will acknowledge Jesus Christ as divine, 1 John 4:1-6. A prophet turns people from their evil ways and back to God, that they might be saved with a repentant heart. Many men have chosen to ignore prophecies of old and of today. Prophets of old were Moses, Elijah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Jonah, and many more. We have prophets of today that people of God ignore. Prophets speak with what the voice of God reveals to them and gives messages to the people. And by ignoring them, we really are ignoring God. How many of you have actually read the books of the prophets in the Bible? Ignoring those books, you are also ignoring God. Many men and Christians do not know past, present, or future prophecies as found in the Bible. If you do not read or you ignore reading the books of the prophets, how will you know the times and seasons or get direction and hear God's voice? Jesus held the Jews accountable. His birth and life as the Messiah was prophesied, yet they did not keep the prophecy in their hearts or minds. What makes us think he will not hold us accountable for ignorance and not knowing prophecies? If God's voice is God's voice to me and you, the minor prophets are Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, and Malachi. The major prophets are Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, and the book of Revelation. Next time we will discuss how Satan tries to imitate God's prophets with false prophets, and we will hear of his scheme and how to recognize the false prophets.
Well, I'll tell you, there there are false prophets. I mean, criminy, watch TV, and you can see our politicians on there prophesying stuff they have no idea about, or if it will come to pass, or anything like that. And like Trish said, a true prophet, his word will come to pass.
It will come to pass. It may not be right away on our time. but it will come to pass.
Okay, great, great. We've got a second part of this, too, that's that you're going to be dealing with the false prophets.
Yes.
On there, too, this next week and everything. So we want to make sure everybody, like I said, brings their pencil and paper to write all this stuff down, because it's real important that you recognize this stuff.
Yes. You need to have that wisdom from God and His Word that there are false prophets out there, and it really comes from a heart of their own, not the heart of God.
Right. And we want to know what God wants from us, because we, by God, know what men want from us. You know, they want to take our money. They want to take our everything from us. But the thing that God points out in the Bible is He don't want you to focus on the worldly things, because we can't take none of that with us.
That's right.
He needs you to focus on the godly things.
That's right.
And that stuff will go with us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But this has been a great podcast, and we're glad Trish is back with us and everything.
I'm glad to be here today.
Yeah, well, great. We're glad to have you. Trust me, you've been missed. We've got, this is the new year. We've got several people coming up on the new year. I mean, not several people, but we've got some guest stars that we're going to be bringing in here. But we've also got a podcast written already for the year that's very, very, very exciting to know on these podcasts. But you'll just have to wait and listen to us week to week to know what these podcasts are and everything. Now, we want you to also think about what you'd like to hear on our podcast, and we'd love to hear your ideas. And I had somebody tell me the other day, they said, you know, well, we don't send emails to you because we just don't have time to email. People, we email all the time, okay? That's just the way the world is today. So a short email that would say, hey, Lonnie, Trish, what we'd like to hear is blah, blah, blah. And that's all you need to do. And if you want us to tell them who you are, just say, give them my name, or don't give them my name, or whatever. Mm-hmm. If you need prayer for a family member or yourself or a world event, it doesn't matter. If you need prayer, we will pray for you here. And if you say, keep my name out of it, we'll keep your name out of it. But you say, go ahead and tell them who it is. We're going to let them know on the air who we're talking about and who we're praying for. Okay, because everybody needs prayer. Everybody does. And there are times that
our whole world needs prayer.
Right, exactly. But there are some times in the world that you just need things to make you feel better. You know, that might not make your life better, but it can make you feel better. And in a lot of ways, that'll take care of the life issue.
Well, I just wanted to share, I went into I had been sick for about a week and a half before Christmas, and I went in the hospital on Christmas Eve, and I was diagnosed with bacterial pneumonia in the common cold, which is like RSV, and so I had fluid in my lungs, and it was affecting my heart, and they told me I had the onset of heart failure. But you know what? I had so many people praying for me, and I was praying, and I went home in 5 days.
Praise God.
From the hospital. And that is my testimony of God's goodness and His mercy, and how He touched me. He had to, because the doctors themselves said that they just did not expect that. They didn't expect me to go home in 5 days.
Right, exactly. I don't know if you guys know, but I work in a hospital. I'm a nurse, and I work in a hospital in a transfer unit and stuff. And most of the people who come in with pneumonia are there anywhere from 10 to 15 days, whether it's bacterial pneumonia or the other type of pneumonia. It stays with you for a while and everything, but
and then I went back on Monday after I got out on Tuesday. Then the next Monday, the 3rd of January, I went back, and they took a chest X-ray and some lab work, and my lungs were totally clear. The onset of heart failure was no longer an issue. My heart was beating like it needed to, and pushing out blood it needed to. So I just want to say thank you, Jesus, and thank you for all the prayers, because that's what did it.
Well, that's why we have prayer warriors out there.
Right.
So everybody can have a great life, and all you have to do is turn everything over to God and tell him, I want to follow you, you know, show me how to follow you, and I will follow you. And the things that are important to God are the things that are in the Bible. You're not going to know them unless you read the Bible. You know, we've settled into becoming what I like to call Sunday Christians, and that we just are religious as heck Sunday, all day Sunday, including the Sunday night and stuff, and then the rest of the week we sit there and don't even mention God. You know, we worry about our rent and our groceries and everything, but we don't even mention God.
Well, I think that you know, no matter what circumstance you are in your life, you can share Jesus' love no matter what. I did in the hospital. I talked to people about God, the nurses, the doctors, you know, and I just feel like some of them even told me, you made a difference. And so I'm glad that I could represent him even when I was at my worst.
Well, I'm glad you could too, you know, because we've got a lot of our nurses that are in our hospital that are just stressed out. We were talking the other night, a bunch of these nurses have been put on medication for anxiety because they are so stressed out about how full the hospitals are and how sick the people are. And we've been having some very young people get sick and pass away. And so, you know, when you're in the hospital, talk to them about God.
Yes.
Just like Trish did. And let me tell you, it makes a difference, because a lot of times we're going through a day that's just beat us up, you know. Mm-hmm. And you run into that person that starts talking about God, and it just wipes out all that.
Yes.
Wipes out that whole feeling. And at the end of the night or the end of the day, whichever it is you work, you just feel great when you finish that shift, instead of feeling horrible because of the way it is and the way sick people are and stuff. And in my hospital, we have a lot of anxieties that come into there and everything. A lot of young people with anxiety that we try to help them with and everything. And we are a faith-based hospital, so we talk to everybody about God when they're in there, you know. And a lot of these people, while they're in there, I've noticed that they listen to the podcast. We have a Bible ministry at Providence Hospital, and we give away Bibles, English and Spanish, and then some kids books, you know, that's got coloring pages and stickers and, you know, that sort of thing that people can learn about Jesus in that stuff. Okay, I couldn't remember what to call them there for a minute, but I mention our Bible ministry. If anybody out there needs a Bible, whether you're in a group or not, holler at us. We'll get one to you.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, if you have a ministry and you need Bibles to give away, let us know. We've got a few Bibles still here, and we will give them to you to be able to pass out in your ministries, because God wants the Bible out in volumes. You know, He wants every time a person turns around to pick up something to read, they'd be able to see a Bible. So that's, we want everybody, whether you're Christian or not, if you're just seeking answers or whatever, come let us give you a Bible. Well, you know, we'll help you with those answers and stuff. So anyway, Trish is going to be back next week, and she's going to be talking to us about the false prophets and everything. We want to remember about our website, where you can go to listen to the podcast, or you can go to go to our blog. We haven't had a blog in a few weeks, but that's because Trish has been sick and she's been our blogger. We want you to also go to our Facebook page. We have a Facebook page. We have pretty close to 200 people on that Facebook page now, and that's just for total positivity, to give you positive, you know, outlook on life. That's all we put on that site is positivity, you know, and we pray for people on that also too. And plus our email address is love God, love his people at AOL.com. Okay. And Trish, you got anything else you want to say or anything?
No.
Okay.
I really don't.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to, here in a few minutes, we're going to say the sinner's prayer. And if you say this after us and everything, it's a sinner's prayer is what it's called. And it'll bring Jesus into your life and everything. And it starts out, Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner. And I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In your name, amen.
Amen.
All right. Now, amen. If you said that prayer with us, congratulations. You're in the life of the blessed.
Yes, you are.
Now,
child of God.
And you are one of our dedicated group here, so congratulations.
Yes.
We want to let you know about that and everything. Again, if you need anything from us, just contact us. My telephone number, if you want to call me, is 254-229-4357, and Trish's is
254-661-7292. And please just leave a message. If I don't recognize the number, I usually don't answer it. But I will, if you leave your name and your number, I will call you back, and we can talk at that point.
Okay, well, that's great and everything. And we want to let you know that what we need to do in life is love God and love people. And until again on Love God, Love People, be safe.
That's what it's all about. I tell myself to keep this up, that all God wants is just my love. No more complicating things, no more need to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Rescues hearts and changes lives. Love is all we need to make things right.